Ever met someone who just like radiates charisma, you know, like they were like born under a spotlight or something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we're diving into today, the astrological embodiment of that energy, the double Leo.
Oh, nice.
You, our amazing listeners, you specifically asked us to unpack this whole double Leo thing, and lucky for you, this article we found gets into it.
Okay.
It's called, get this, What is a Double Leo? Understanding Astrological Pairings, which is perfect. And it's by Lion Star. Got your name right.
Yeah.
Published pretty recently, too, June 29th of this year.
Oh, wow. So it's pretty new.
Super fresh. So, like, when we talk about a double Leo,
yeah,
it's more than just, you know, being extra Leo, right?
Right, right. You're totally right to think there's, like, more to it than just your typical, you know, sun sign stuff. When you've got both your sun and your rising signs in Leo, it creates this, like, really interesting dynamic. So it really is fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
Your sun sign, and I'm sure, you know, most people listening already know this, but that represents your, like, core self, your identity, that inner you that you're always, like, becoming, you know?
Yeah.
And your rising sign, on the other hand, that's the face you show the world.
Okay.
Like, your first impression.
I like that, the first impression.
Exactly. So, when both of those are in Leo, it's,
yeah,
it's not just like you're twice as much of a Leo.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything's amplified.
It's interesting you say amplified, because this article uses some pretty strong words, like, to describe double Leos. They use confident, they use charismatic, natural leaders, love the spotlight, like, whoa, intense much. But I do wonder, does that need to shine ever, you know, ever lead to, like, some struggles with sharing the stage?
Ooh, that's a good question. And it makes me think about this idea of archetypes in astrology.
Okay.
Because those descriptions you just read,
uh-huh,
they make a lot of sense when you think about what Leo represents.
Yeah.
So the archetype for Leo is the lion. And lions are all about being, you know, majestic, powerful, even kind of like regal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine someone who embodies that energy like twice over.
Yeah.
Of course, they might feel drawn to leadership roles or like want to be recognized for their talents.
Right, right.
But that doesn't mean they're like always trying to steal the show.
Mm.
You know, it's more nuanced than that.
So it's more than just like, oh, look at me kind of a thing.
Exactly, exactly. Like we were saying before, the sun sign is about your inner world too, right? Mm-hmm. So for a double Leo, that inner lion, it might be roaring with this deep sense of purpose.
Okay.
This like drive to really live up to their full potential.
Right.
And not just for themselves, but like in a way that benefits everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is powerful.
It is. And it makes me think about something the article mentioned that I found super interesting. It was talking about how double Leos have this like intense sense of purpose that goes beyond just, you know, basic ambition.
Right.
It's almost like they feel this like responsibility to step into their power, but not just for themselves, like you were saying, for like the world around them.
Yeah. And it makes perfect sense when you think about that Leo archetype we were talking about, right? It's like these are individuals who aren't content with just like existing. They want to make a difference. So they feel this like responsibility to shine their light brightly, to lead, to inspire. And it's not about ego. It's about, you know, fulfilling this deep-seated need to like express their true selves fully.
Yeah, I love that. It's like this whole inner-outer dynamic.
Totally.
And it seems to play out in some, like, pretty unexpected ways for double Leos.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you know how Leos are always stereotyped as wearing their heart on their sleeve? Well, this article claims that while they definitely feel things deeply,
right,
actually expressing those emotions outwardly might be a totally different story.
Hmm, interesting. What are your thoughts on that?
It's fascinating, right? So, like, have you observed this at all in, you know, like, your work?
That's a great question. And it's so crucial because it's often overlooked. And you're right. Leo is a fire sign. So, yeah, we associate that with passion, with being expressive. But what's going on beneath the surface, that's often way more complex, right?
Totally. So it's not always going to be like fireworks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Double Leos, with all that sensitivity, they might actually process their emotions internally first before they, you know, reveal them to everyone else.
So instead of this like outward display of emotion, we might see like something else entirely.
Right. Like their expression might come out in different ways, maybe through their work or creative pursuits, or even in how they like fiercely protect those close to them. And you know, they might be deeply affected by criticism even if they don't show it openly.
And you know, this actually makes me think about like how this whole dynamic plays out in Double Leos' relationships.
Oh, yeah. The article totally goes there. Like, Double Leo relationships, romantic, platonic, even professional, they can be, like, a whole thing.
Sure, for sure. It even used the phrase, like, careful navigation at one point, talking about, you know, potential for clashes.
Right, right.
Especially when it's, like, two Double Leos together, I was like, ooh, what happens when two lions want the spotlight?
It's like, whoa, that's a good way to put it.
Right.
Because the article makes this point about how, like, communication is super key in any Double Leo right. pairing and, you know, a healthy understanding of roles.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, both people might naturally be like, I'm the leader. I'm in charge. Hear me roar.
Right. Exactly. So it's about finding that balance, sure. you know, where they can both shine, but not outshine each other.
Totally. Makes total sense. But okay. Then it said something that surprised me. It mentioned that like Double Leos and Aquarians.
Yeah.
Can be like really compatible. And I was like, wait a minute.
Interesting.
Cause you know, fire and air. I'm like, how does that work?
Right. It seems counterintuitive, but that's like the beauty of astrological compatibility. It's not about finding someone exactly like you.
It's about finding someone who complements your strengths.
Mm.
And maybe even, like, you know, challenges you to grow in different ways.
I like that.
And in this case, Aquarius, they're all about being independent, intellectual.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can actually be this really refreshing counterpoint to a Double Leo's, you know, intensity.
So, okay, say more about that. Like, what is it about this pairing that, like, really lets them thrive?
Well, think about it. Leo brings warmth. They bring generosity, stability. And those are all things that an Aquarius, who could be a little bit, you know, aloof sometimes.
A little detached.
Yeah, exactly. They might actually, like, secretly crave those things.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then Aquarius, on the other hand, encourages Leo to, like, think outside the box, challenge their own perspectives, and maybe even like get a little more intellectual.
So it's like a true give and take.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
A meeting of the minds and spirits.
I love it. And it's funny because like this whole relationship talk, it makes me think back to how the article talked about Double Leos being creative.
Right.
Like they have this need to express themselves authentically. It's almost like baked into who they are.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so true. And it goes back to what we were talking about before, you know, with their this you know, like inner fire and that need to project outwards. For a Double Leo, creative expression isn't just a hobby. It's essential.
Yeah.
It's how they deal with their big emotions.
Right.
And connect with the world on their own terms. Mm-hmm. Like they've got this burning need to share their vision, whether it's through art, music, writing, even just their personal style.
Yeah.
So for you listening, does that resonate? Have you noticed that pull towards creativity?
Yeah.
Because it's not even just about like what they make, you know,
yeah.
The act of creating itself, that process of getting those emotions out there can be super cathartic, empowering even for a Double Leo.
Oh, totally. Like it lets them process stuff.
Exactly. Explore those, you know, deeper parts of themselves and just become more who they really are.
It's not just like, oh, I'm bored. I'm going to paint. It's deeper.
Right. Exactly. It's a tool for like self-discovery and growth.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that. So it's like they're taking all that like fiery energy and instead of like, you know,
right,
they're putting it into something.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And I actually think that's something that resonates even for people who aren't Double Leos. You know, we yeah. all have that creative spark.
Totally.
Maybe Double Leos with all their like natural drama and boldness.
Mm-hmm.
They just remind us to like really go for it.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that, like, astrology at its core is about understanding ourselves, right?
Mm.
And other people.
Totally. Absolutely. It's about seeing those patterns and then, you know, using them to figure out how to live your best life.
Yes. Navigate with, like, more awareness, I guess.
With more compassion.
Yeah.
For yourself and others.
Oh. Yes. Good one. And speaking of navigating, the article ended on this like really powerful note, I thought. He was saying how, yeah, our astrological placements give us these like insights, but
yeah.
we have the power to like decide how that actually shows up in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
not like we're stuck with these predetermined traits.
Right.
It's about understanding our strengths. Yeah, maybe some challenges, but then like consciously making choices.
Exactly. You're not just like a puppet of the cosmos, you know?
Yeah.
You have a say. And how this all plays out.
Which is super empowering, I think.
It is. It's really inspiring, right? Like, we get to co-create our lives.
It really is. Like, you're not just being handed a personality. You're being given, like, possibilities.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not even just possibilities. It's like, you're holding the map, but you get to decide where you want to go.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that. Okay, so for our listeners out there, like, if you're a double Leo, or maybe you just have, like, strong Leo in your chart,
mm-hmm.
what does this all make you think about? You know, like, what parts of yourself are you maybe being called to, like, step into more fully?
Ooh, that's good. And, you know, even if you're not a Leo at all, maybe this makes you think about the Leos in your life a little differently.
Totally.
Like, how can you appreciate their, you know, amazing qualities and also maybe navigate those little quirks with a bit more understanding?
Yeah. And build relationships where you can both, like, totally shine.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone wins.
This has been, like, seriously fascinating, this whole double Leo dive.
It really has.
So, listeners, we hope you feel just as, like, wowed as we do.
The astrology is so cool.
It is. Until next time, keep exploring.
Keep asking those big questions.
And never stop looking up at those stars.